February 6, 2021. It's a lot from Pedro Show.
Thank you. take your jobs away. And you know I shall trade your soul for mine. Freedom doesn't cost a dime. Don't waste your time. Religion is crime, and I can make a brother go away. Right now, the start is the best. May I help you?
Peter Show, happy Saturday, first Saturday of Feb. Started to show off with John Coltrane. People don't know who this drummer, percussion or whatever, but it might be Philly Joe Jones, 1956. John Coltrane practicing something we call in music, trading fours. It's just four bars. So, you know, Train was way into prac, people. How do you think he got to play like that? you can hear my guess. Yeah, I'm not totally man alone. Brother Matt's in the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point a couple miles south because we're still quite in quarantino mode, but because of those righteous software engineers in Estonia with their Skype invention, I got Masa Kobayashi. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Yes. And now you're talking to me from Seattle, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. I first met, I got to say what we played after John Coltrane. Culture Shock with God is Busy. May I help you? Now, you got to listen, people. This is how I first saw Brother Masa. He's a bass brother. And I first saw him play, get to share stage. I think it was a tent in Skopje, Macedonia.
Yeah.
And Stooges. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, right. And many moons ago, maybe 14, 15 years.
Yeah, something like that, I think, yeah. You're right.
Ain't that crazy? Fucking time is a freight train. We cannot get in the way.
Right.
Right. So, let's talk about your journey music. What is your earliest musical memory, Brother Masa?
Oh, you know, I started to get interested in guitar, and my friends were listening to blues. So I started to listen to blues, like Stevie Ray was my biggest hero, you know, when I started. And from there, everything went. I started listening to punk rock bands, heavy metal bands, and I actually played in a cover band. We played Sex Pistols and Megadeth covers.
Okay.
And that was my first band.
Okay. Like, yeah. But I was just thinking about a memory of music, like you heard some sound. Like where'd you grow up?
Oh, I grew up in Tokyo.
Okay.
And, yeah.
In this house you grew up in, was there musical instruments?
Actually, my parents didn't play music, but they got a little electronic piano so I can practice on it. They got me a lesson. And I didn't like that so much. And
what was the problem? Can I ask you, was it the teacher?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, this usually is the problem. It's not really the instrument so much, but so many akumu, this is nightmare, people, of piano experience is because of the fucking teacher.
Yeah, she was very scary, I remember. I would cry at every lesson. And
So you were really young.
Yes, very, very.
What about at school? Were you? Was there a music program or a marching band or choir or something? Recorder? I don't know.
Funny. Yeah, recorder, yes. But funny thing was there was a music program, choice of music program, and art program. And for some reason, I chose art program.
Okay. Well, yeah. I would say music is an art, but kind of visual art, mean like drawing?
Drawing, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, that's what I did. But yes, there was a music program, but I wasn't interested in that so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just asked because some schools over here, they got rid of the music and art programs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like Flea, for example, another bass brother, he started the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music because when he went back to high school where he learned how to play trumpet, Fairfax High, here in SoCal, they got rid of the program. So he said, fuck this, I'll just start a school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why I always ask that stuff. Institutionalized learning, kind of tough. What was the first record that you bought with your own money?
Oh, let me backtrack. I think it was Texas Flood, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Okay.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. Over here, I remember hearing about Stevie because he did Jimmy. He had a version of Voodoo Child, Slight Return. And incredible guitar man. And very sad. I think helicopter crash.
Right. I remember.
Yeah. Very sad. But what a guitar man. So how did you get turned on to him? Because you're buddies, right?
Right, my buddies. And, my friend was able to play a little bit of intro, some of the song. I can't remember which song it was, but I was blown away, I was like, wow, you can just get a guitar and you can learn that.
Right. Now, what was the first gig you saw? I know, back then, did they have Live House yet?
Yes, yeah. Actually, my first gig ever I saw was, I believe it was B.B. King.
Oh,
yeah.
Great guitar man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Probably not a live house.
No.
Actually, there are some live houses that I played one, maybe Oyama. Uh-huh. That goes back to 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Momotaro? That town with the Peach Boy. They have some place. Yeah, they got a live house that goes back to the 70s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's a really old one. So, people, I should tell the people, it's kind of the club situation over there. And a lot of them have very good sound systems. And sometimes on the fourth floor, one person in the elevator at a time. Yeah. But incredible pads to play in a way because, like, they really pay attention to the sound. And usually very small, but very focused. It's some ways really happening situation. Look, you end up on the bass. How do you get on the bass?
So, I was in a band playing guitar and
I should ask you then, how'd you get on the guitar? Because you like Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Right. Before that, I was playing actually ukulele because my father played a little bit. I mean, he wasn't really, he knew one song maybe.
Okay.
But so I pick it up and strumming and,
How'd you get your first guitar? Was it present?
Yes, it was a present from my parents. I begged for it.
Yeah.
Finally got it, and I learned maybe three chords on it, and
TBI is one chord. So you can even make a great tune with one fucking chord.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So my friend told me, like, hey, you play guitar like a bass. That's what he said. And I didn't understand what it meant.
Because you didn't know what a bass was, right?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know how things work.
Same with me. When D. Boone's mom said, you're going to play bass, I didn't even know what it was. But she said, every band has one, so you're going to play it. Okay.
All right.
So, What, did you like kind of play bass on a guitar at first? That's what I did. I thought they only had four strings.
Right. I did. I learned some bass lines on the guitar, just to how it feels like. And, you know, I would go to the shop and just look at basses. But I didn't get to play actually bass till maybe when I was 19 or something like that.
Wow. Out of school.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what was your first bass?
I think it was Mexican Fender. That's what it was. Yeah.
I played some really good ones.
Yes.
You know, I've got a jazz, but it's made by a company in Tokyo called Moon.
Oh, yeah, Moon, yes. Yeah.
Larry Graham model, even white fretboard, all white. But, man,
it
plays so good.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have a 56P bass, too, from Mr. Fender.
Wow.
But both these are, this Moon bass and my Fender are my two recording basses. I use a little one for gigs because my hands are, less young and itai.
Itai.
Right. So, what do you do when you get this bass? Do you join a band?
I actually kind of practice.
Okay.
I was in my, room just practicing. And, all of a sudden, I saw this ad saying, looking for a bass player, and I thought, okay, I'll just try to see how people think of me, how good I am. I'm going to just try and see. And they liked me, and then from there, I just never stopped.
Wow. So, one tryout. First tryout.
Yes.
And what was this band called?
It was called, this one, the first band that I joined as a bass player is called Undercast.
Undercast, okay.
Yeah.
And what was the first Undercast gig you did with them like?
It wasn't like a park, I think.
Outside?
Outside, yes. There was we stole power from a...
borrowed.
Right. Bar, sorry.
So what kind of amp were you rocking?
I think it was PV.
Ah,
one of those.
Yeah, my first Minuteman amp was a PV.
Yeah.
215s, yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I think it was called the 400. Man, it had a built-in distortion without saying distortion. yeah. Look, I want to play here Sakamoto, the Fun Street.
Okay.
Thank you. Most probably not, probably not, probably not. Free to a good home, to a good home, freedom and goodness and free. Washington,
show. Started off that chunk of music with the Fun Street, Sakamoto. And then, yeah, a buddy of mine, Irish cat named Nez. He's moved to Hokkaido maybe 10 years ago. He's got a label, Transduction, okay, over there. And yeah, he just put out a record by a band, Hokkaido bands, Sapporo, called Car Thief School. All one word.
Earth School. Okay.
All one word. Of course. And Boku Totsu. Boku Totsu is the name of the song. And then Abra Mendoza. She's in Brooklyn these days. Epulex Compressa. And this was this is a benefit single with the first singer of Can, Malcolm Mooney. So an interesting collaboration. Thurston Moore after that with The Neighbor. He's got a brand new album out, Made at Home, solo. Heinz Rotten out of Switzerland with No Sex Cuttings. Model Home out of D.C. with Wild for the Praise. Gareth Sager out of London, Miniature 06. Manlio Maresca and Manual for Errors. Incredible. Not Roma, Terracina. But he's living in Berlin these days. And horror species. Dale Crover, drummer man with his solo album, New Pharaoh. Who do we have on the show? Toshi. He recorded this maybe 3 weeks ago. And Veda Hill, Vancouver. Decapitated Dolls. Yeah, they made a whole gig where they improvised songs from Craigslist ads. These are real life Craigslist. Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow. Fucking,
yeah, insane. Okay. Keep ahead. Kind of scary. Yeah. Yeah. The Fun Street again with Oyola.
Oyola.
Yeah, what's Fun Street?
Oh, Fun Street is my just, I used to play African music, namely the Congolese music a lot.
Yeah.
And I would make a rhythm track so I can practice it.
Ah, smart.
And yeah, and then it started becoming a song and started going really far from Congolese music. And it became something like the Fun Street. So it's just my solo thing that I've been doing at home.
Ah.
And yeah, I'm making a new album right now. But yeah, it just.
Is it just you or do you collab? Do you bring friends?
No, everything's done by me.
Man alone. Yeah.
Yeah, except drums are, programmed, but rest of it is all bass.
And who programs the drums? You?
Me too. Yeah, I did that. Yeah.
So in a way you're playing. kind of. So now did that gig in the park go good?
Yeah, actually it went great. There was like maybe 20 people showed up or something like the friends.
Yeah, we call those character builders.
Yeah, character builders.
I should have character the size of Tokyo Tower now.
right.
So, and then after that, like, how do you come here?
So, that was actually already in Seattle, the band.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So maybe by Space Needle?
Close, yeah.
Oh, it was really?
Like a no Seattle, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
streets are strange there because I heard there was two rich families. They didn't want to connect, so the streets are like, it's almost like two different towns that were pushed next to each other.
Yeah.
So I spent a little time there. So, okay, then let's backtrack a little before that gig. So you actually answered the ad over here. How'd you get over here?
So I was studying guitar in Japan, self-taught. And my parents said, well, you should, if you really want to do this, you should take a lesson or go to school for music. But I had a hard time finding school in Japan. It was mainly classical music and jazz that, mainly the music was, and I didn't want to do that. So I wanted to go to.
You want to rock and roll.
Yeah. And I wanted to go to GIT.
You mean down here in Hollywood?
Yes. But then my sister was in Seattle studying English. Okay. So my parents thought, oh, why don't you go visit her so you can learn English and you can settle yourself before you go to L.A.
Older sister or younger sister?
Younger sister.
Ah, okay. So, I was going to say, because the older sister, you would never say her name, right? And she never says your name. You're always the older brother, yeah. But that's a great connection, though. A family. Right. Yeah, because, kind of scary going to a foreign land. Gaijin.
Right.
Okay, right. So you go there. Ah, and so that's when you answer the ad. Okay.
Right. and I didn't speak English very well back then, you know. Some of them we're still friends actually, and we talk about how they used to teach me, you know, bad words and stuff, and stuff like that.
Of course, the first words you always learn are the bad words. Okay, yeah. So you the bass you got over here too. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I understand now. Yeah. So, how long does that band last?
Not very long.
I know they're still friends and stuff, but yeah, the band itself didn't last long.
Yeah, a year or two maybe, something like that.
And what'd you do after? Oh, well, what about school? There's no GIT up there, right? But
yeah, so I was in the community college first, and I was studying a music program there and also audio engineering program there. Yeah.
I think that's so great. I think more musicians have to learn that stuff.
Right, especially now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Recording. Why not? And the stuff is more cheap, too. You can bring it into your home. Economy.
Right.
Yeah. So, do you join any other bands?
Yes, I did. I played with Adrian Connor. She plays in Hell's Bells. That's like an AC/DC tribute band.
Sure.
And she also have her solo project. It's kind of like a punk rock, pop punk rock kind of thing. And I played for her. And, you know, that was a gig, actually. I met singer Culture Shock at the show.
Ah, so important connection.
Yes, it was. Yeah. And I was just playing, and, you know, old bass player of Culture Shock, Brad Hauser. He plays the Reverend bass also, like you. Yeah.
Okay, Reverend Guitars out of Toledo.
Yes, he has a signature motto like you out.
Watt Power?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they worked with me, maybe 8-9 prototypes. They're really good people. I thought they were going to say, fuck this guy, man. They kept working with me. Because I thought if I was going to play it, you know, or at least have your name on it, you'd want to be playing it, right? So I asked them, you know, they bring another one. Pretty good, but not yet. You know, fuck you very much, but and then they stuck with me, and I really like this bass. Okay, so you end up taking his place.
Yes, so he asked me. He was my hero in Seattle. You know, I would go see him play, and first of all, I couldn't believe he was watching me play, and I was nervous. And then he actually talks to me and I go, I'm leaving this band. Are you interested in trying it out? And, you know, of course I say yes. And that's how I met Gino, the singer of Culture Shock.
Right, yeah. Man. And incredible band, man. I mean, I dig shit out of them. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, February 6, 2021, the Dishwap Pito Show. Special guest, Masa Kaliyashi. Hold tight for hour two. February 6, 2021, the second hour of the Watt for Pito Show.
There's none of that now. That's all gone.
I look or all the things that I say has been running from my own DNA. All I know right now is how this feels like the end. Oh, well,
Pedro Show. We start off the second hour with Johnny Ma, You Were Real. Then Sam Lockwart from Iowa City with the Quiet Man with He's Doing Time. Dulce Drone out of Northern Ireland with some Gaelic here. Huh? Skiach Giel. Sorry, excuse me for murdering your language. No disrespect. I'm just fucking an idiot. Okay, Container by he was just on the show. Red, yeah, with Glaze and Seafield. This brother Shige, when he was doing a guitar thing, he's in Berlin now. But okay. This is when he was in England. Seafield, August 30. Glimpse Trio after that. Cleveland with Scratch. And finally, Everyone's the Same from Johnny Ma. What's Johnny Ma there, Brother Masa?
So this is was a band with two brothers, drummer and a singer, and they were drummer and singer of Sons of Mothers too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then the Sons of Mothers kind of became Johnny Ma afterwards, and that was one of the most fun time for me writing songs together in a sweaty little studio, because they just trusted me. Like, just do whatever you want, you know? And
you were new to songwriting.
I was kind of new, yes. Yeah.
And that's very generous of them. Because right, sometimes right. the drummer and the bass player, don't worry about writing songs. We'll write the songs. You're just the side guys.
Right.
That is very bitching of that.
Right. Yeah. And then,
well, maybe it was because one of the brothers was a drummer, man.
Yeah, drummer and bass players, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so?
So, yeah. We recorded the album together. Unfortunately, this band didn't last long, but it was one of the funnest songwriting experience for me because I was able to explore things that I couldn't before. And I hope you can catch that by listening to it. But
yeah, yeah. So what they gave you was the O word, opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. very generous. That's one of the best things a music cat can do for another one.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You know, because it really makes me sad when I start seeing, you know, human kind of negative things like hierarchy. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. Like you're trapped, right? You're just trapped.
Right.
Yeah. And why? Because the walls are in the mind. It's kind of silly. Mm-hmm. You gave me something here called Calypso Monkey from Clinton Fearon.
Yeah.
What's this about?
So, last 4 years or so, maybe more, I've been playing with Clinton Fearon. He's from Gladiators.
Right.
From Jamaica.
Right.
Yeah. And I play bass actually at the live shows because he's a bass player also.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Amazing bass player, actually, but he doesn't want to do that when he's singing.
Yeah, like Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl don't want to do the drums, right, when he's singing.
Right, right.
But if you don't play it right on the album, he will do it.
Right, right.
But man, right. Reggae, what a, right? There's
yeah.
no hiding the bass in reggae.
No, it's like, it's like one of the most obvious thing. If you make mistake, everything falls apart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. I got to see Family Man with Bob Marley in 1979.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Family Man. Great bass, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like a brick shit house, man. I mean, it was huge. And it was in a basketball arena, too, at UCLA, Pauley Pavilion. But it still sounded great. And
oh,
Bob
wow.
was singing. His hair was dancing like snakes. And the whole band was so tight. All the lights were like the flat green, yellow, and black. Well,
yeah.
Black. whatever that other color. I cannot think of right. Red, yellow, green. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. Well, let's listen to this stuff. Calypso Monk.
Why the dog them apart so damn long? Why go on down a gully? Why the fold them a cackle so damn long? It's the hawk or a mongoose. I try to take away me few little chickens. Butcher a rolling car. I try to scare me away from my belonging. When I hit some phantom one and two, I won't run away. I am here to stay. I will never run away. of them next to you, some I look as well. I know every teacher see I laugh with you. Some of them will laugh and I bite you, some no kill.
Anything, and she'll whip it on ya all night. 殺あったかけん金も数字も助けてはくれない。目の前の引き出し用意されたカード組み合わせは無限裏と表。これからこの街でサバイブするにはジョーカーを切るタイミングを見落とすな。誰かのブルカップメディアに恋って誰か乾くツナメ笑ってる間背中の羽を使いまたいでいくレイヤー。バイバイヘイターにそりゃあんなやつもいた。時代が変わるいびつな過去やる汚れつつに隠す紐を見せる。この曲さながらイントロダクション終年前お前でいる覚悟。イメージイメージイメージイメージが時代を形成するイメージイメージイメージイメージが歴史を超発する。
Time limit.
on the recording of this song, I'm actually playing ukulele instead of a bass.
Right, because you do the gigs, he does the studio.
Right, right.
How'd you guys connect?
So I had a college band here. I met all these musicians in college. It was called Bacteria. We played Afrobeat, and those members of Bacteria was actually members of Clinton's band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they became Clinton's band, basically. Except me, I was touring with Culture Shock. But we had Bacteria together, and Clinton comes see us play. And eventually, a longtime bassist of the band left, and a guitar player in the band, Mark Oy, he called me and said, "Hey, Clinton's looking for bass player. Are you interested?"
Just like Culture Shock, somebody leaves. Right. One door closes, another door opens.
Exactly. And that was like a transition time for me too. Oh, yeah, I guess I'm not doing much right now. Wow. But then that year,
yes,
Culture Shock called me to do another reunion tour.
Okay.
So I end up doing like a month-long tour back-to-back.
Wow.
Yeah, two bands, but it was so much fun that year.
It's difficult. We call that juggling, right?
Right.
I had to do that with my stuff in, like, The Missing Men with Stooges. Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where you're juggling. I mean, I did two tours at the same time with the days off, right?
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Luckily, didn't miss one flight, right? Because it would have screwed everything up.
Right.
But I was lucky that year. So, in that way, you were able not to let anybody down. You could do help both the bands.
Right, yeah. And that's one of my fear, actually, is to, you know, put something, make people disappointed.
Right, right. You let, well, we say let you down.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, right. You don't want to do that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you call this? Conscience. Yeah, conscience.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I should say, we'll be played Clinton, Fearon with Calypso Monkey, then Swamp Dog, Good, Better, Best, Beneath the Ruins, Ghost Town Drift, Trooper Trooper out of Poland with Dream About. Mm. And then some bands from Japan, Gazon with Nostalgic Future, mm-hmm. and The Hatch. I think they're Hokkaido kind of Sapporo cats. Dinosaurs are my ancestors. I really like these guys, man. And Tall and Dietrich after that with the 07. And finally, a Prodigy, yours. Number 9 is the song in the Prodigy's Super Nice Guys. What's Super Nice Guys?
So this band is actually the college band almost.
The Bacteria guys?
Bacteria guys.
Okay.
Not everybody, but some of them. And plus the Boogie Brown Band members, and plus some home players. And this is kind of like a fun thing. We stayed at this cabin, and there's a recording studio there in Washington. And it was right before the pandemic, and we kind of jammed all day for 2 days and came up with a bunch of songs.
Like kind of in the woods?
Yeah, in the woods, yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So kind of, yeah, out of the town, in the woods, and just do music.
Yeah, eat and play. That was it. Yeah.
Wow, that's a great opportunity. It'll come
back. Yes.
You know, nothing was canceled. Everything's just postponed. We're going to get through this, right? We're going to keep pushing. And what was number 9? Was it the ninth tune?
Saxophone player wrote this song, and he names the songs with numbers for some reason. So I see a lot of numbers in the songs, and I never asked him why number 9, but.
Well, maybe he hasn't thought of a title yet.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, that's a trippy thing about song titles. You know, a lot of people, I think the song title is last.
Mm-hmm.
Not in my case. Back to Minutemen days, I had to always start with the title so I could have focus.
Wow.
Like, what's this song about? Well, might as well have a title. Yeah, nobody I know is like that. Everybody always puts on the title last. So,
right.
You know, there's different ways to make a song. We're at the end of the second hour, February 6, 2021. Just Watt Peter Show special guest, Lasse Kobayashi. Hold tight for hour three. February 6, 2021. It's the third hour of the Watt Peter Show.
Yeah. matter of seconds. Nobody died, nobody fled, no one was fired, and yet he reckons nothing was moved from its rightful place, and yet he silently wishes would somebody kill me, sparing me.
Trouble. treat a dinosaur with courtesy, and they'll treat you with courtesy. We got along with the dinosaurs very well, and we treat them very well, and they treat us very well. Their lady friends will tell you that we treat them very well.
Pedro Show. Start off the third hour, Under the Skin from Scorponax. I hope I said that right.
Yeah, you said it perfectly.
Okay. It's kind of a word I never seen before.
Right.
And then Crane, Dirk, and Jim with the live jam, Balls of the Wall. Fatso Jetson, Mario Lally, right, from the Apple Valley. If you want to know about who was from that scene, Josh, Queens, Stone Age, yeah.
Right.
Started with Mario Lally and Fatso Jetson. Black Road Tar is the tune. Flies on You with the Last Pop Song. Yeah, sure. And that's a joke. David Greenberger and Bird Songs of the Mesozoic Dinosaurs. And then Culture Shock with Tayo. Now, Tayo's son, right? So yes. Is this your song?
Yes. So this was after the tour. Gino said, hey, we always talked about writing a song in Japanese. Maybe it's time for us to do that now. And a few months later, we started kind of brainstorm, like, what the song should be. And so I wrote the lyrics, in Japanese. And, it's about me being in a foreign country and being here for so long that we don't know where you came from, kind of, you know, kind of being a immigrant and then, you know, not knowing where the home is anymore, that kind of feel, yeah.
Yeah, there was a science fiction story, Robert Heinlein, I think, Stranger in a Strange Land. But more than that, yeah, I didn't like his writing so much anyway. But what was his name? Mr. Cecil Kokoro Mon, The Gate?
Uh-huh.
He was Kokoro a guy who, yeah, he spent some time, we're talking 120 years ago or something, but he spent some time in England.
Uh-huh.
And there's some of that kind of feeling in a couple stories I wrote. The heart, right, Kokoro? But heart, not the organ, like your spirit. And Mon, The Gate. Yeah, these two stories I read, and then I read what people wrote about that, and there's this kind of feeling, because, right, Meiji was Japan's going to open up now and learn the West, but we might lose something.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe something like that. But, you know, the other thing is, like, I had a Bob Marsh, free music guy, and he says, you know, sometimes you want to jump from the pole, you know, about improvised music, where you have no structure. And so maybe it's something like that, too. And so can it be kind of liberating and educational, too?
Yeah.
So like we were saying, most things human have two sides. Kind of positive side and, kind of scary side and stuff like that. And then, so you just wrote the words to Tayo? Or did you also...
Yes, and then I wrote part of the riffs. I think I wrote a couple of riffs for that song.
A lot of riffs. And I got to say, man, because there's some Bulgarian guys in the band, and that Slav thing, the Balkans with the sevens and fives. And oh, my God. You think it's just simple oompa, but it is not simple oompa. Because the Turkish combined with Vienna, kind of strange mixture. Yeah, but it's really righteous. I love it. Tell me about the Scorpionax project.
So that's a guitar player from my first band in Seattle. That's the Undercast that we talked about.
Yeah.
And Devin, we kept in touch and, you know, we hung out and, you know, we'll get drunk and, you know, talk about funny sci-fi movies we watched, you know, really bad ones. And we'll talk in details and start kind of making song up about those sci-fi movies.
Okay.
As kind of like a funny thing to do together.
You know, Rocky Erickson would do that for Sirius, you know, like Creature with the Atom Brain.
Yeah.
He's actually got recordings of that movie in the song.
Really?
It's a great song and shit. But so it's not too crazy. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I think it's okay. And, you know what? I'm going to play here. You were referring to Sons of Mothers, the Johnny Ma guys, right?
Yeah.
You gave me I Know, so I want to play that.
Okay.
I said, hey, you know what it's like. And I know you know what it's right. Thank you.
Watch the Pedro Show. Off air, people were talking about how humans, they can have some positive effects on each other if they let go of some weird ideas. Okay, last music for this edition. I know from the Sons and Mothers. And then Traveling Spaceways, Lisa Cameron, yesterday's guest, Tom Carter, and Ingebright Hockerflaten. That's a name, Hockerflaten. And then finally, Hakai with I Suffer. What's this project?
So this was a Hakai project. It was just drummer and bass. That's it. We were, my friend Jeremy and I, we were really into doom metal at that time. And I think we were originally looking for guitar player also. But then we start jamming and we were like, maybe we don't need a guitar player. So everything you hear is bass except drums. And I did a looping on stage. So all the overdubs were done on the looper on stage.
Ah, so not just recording projects, you do gigs too.
Yes, this one we gigged quite often.
And then this name, Nihongo, right? Hakai?
Yeah. That means distraction.
Yeah. I was going to say, not such a calm name.
No, because it sounds like something's breaking.
I'm curious. I mean, and this is a long piece here. Is it improvised?
Part of it, we kept it open. So that was really fun part of this band was that we didn't know what's going to happen in the middle. And, you know, we kind of look at each other. We set up on stage looking at each other.
Yeah, smart.
Side by side. Yeah, and then we just kind of almost ignore the audience almost. Like, you know, we just looking at each other and going like, oh, we're going to the next part? Or maybe not. Maybe one more time play this part.
So you're using eye contact for cues.
Yes, yeah.
You know what? What about eye contact on stage? Isn't it so, you know where I learned that? When I helped the Porno for Pyro guys out. Uh-huh. You know, back in Minutemen days, you know, Georgie, you know, I'll see you at the finish line. But the Porno for Pyro guys, Per, Pete, Perk, they went to Bali in Indonesia, and they saw these ladies dancing, and they really used the eyes. So they got into this. And I had never been in a situation like that. And also recording in the studio. I loved it. I really liked it. I know some places it's rude to make eye contact. You know, dogs get angry, right?
Right.
But, man, musically, it can really fucking help.
Right. Yeah, I really think so. And I actually like seeing a band looking at each other doing stuff like that on stage. I don't like the band, like, just ignoring.
Yeah, that's bizarre, right?
Yeah,
like parallel universes, not one world. Yeah.
Right.
So, where can people find you on the internet?
You can go to Instagram, TheFunStreet.
Okay, TheFunStreet, people, that's TheFunStreet. One word, probably.
Yeah.
No spaces.
One word. Yes.
No spaces. And you have been recording and composing during this COVID-19 sitch?
Yes. So I have two albums I'm working on right now.
Great.
And I've been doing a lot of YouTube videos just for fun, playing some show, covers on ukulele and bass and guitar.
Okay, so like there's a YouTube channel too.
Yes, that's also TheFunStreet.
Okay, so check that out, people. Do you teach?
Yes, I do.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
You know, Buddha said, stop teaching, stop living.
If I didn't teach, I wouldn't be a musician that I am today, I think. You know, my music genre got so much diverse because I had to listen and learn so many songs from my students.
That's why I was going to say you actually learn when you're teaching.
Yes, yeah, I do a lot. Yeah.
It's a two-way street, people, believe it. Everything's not like what you were when you were a kid, Kodomo. It's different when, especially even though the student might be starting out, They yeah. got something to teach you.
Yeah, definitely. I've been doing a lot of solo ukulele stuff where I play chord melody.
Yeah.
And those things that I developed while I was teaching, because if I just play melody while my students are playing chord, they get lost.
Sure.
Because they don't know what chord they have to play.
Sure.
So I start playing chord and melody at the same time. And I did that for, you know, years and years. And all of a sudden I was able to just improvise.
You know, bass lady, Carol Kay, her thing is all about the chord. She doesn't like bass lines. You play notes inside the chords.
Right, yeah, I think I read something about that.
Interesting approach.
Yeah.
It's all vocabulary. The more you learn, I think, the better.
Right, yeah.
You don't have to replace. Look, it's a huge honor for you to be on the show. When you get done with these two albums, will you come back on so we can talk?
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Big honor, bass brother. People, February 6th, 2021, Dishwap Pedro Show. Keep you powdered, right?